Well, in July, just gone, Toitū AI founder Dan Te Whenua Walker was welcomed to Mātātua to Punaora, or Mātātua, to begin this groundbreaking partnership focused on building tikanga grounded AI and digital systems, strengthen our manamotuhake and wellbeing for future generations. Thanks, Dan, for joining us on Wāte. Tēnā koe ko Dale, tēnei. Mihi ana kia koe, tēnā koe,
Dale.
Hi there.
Hi, pai ki te kōrero i a koe.
Tēnā koe, mate.
Good to speak to you again.
And you. Hey, Dan, of course we're conscious that AI is swirling and moving very fast, and we have a need to look at its development and consequences through a Māori lens. It's transforming the way that the world works, but this partnership's taking a distinctly kaupapa Māori approach. Why is it so important that our people are involved in shaping and governing these technologies from the very beginning?
Because technology is never neutral. It reflects the values of the people who build it. And if Māori haven't been involved in building it, which in a lot of cases with AI we haven't, then we're left at the end trying to negotiate decisions or trying to do things at the edges, which isn't really having a strong impact. But, you know, our data has wakapapa. It comes from our tūpuna, and it's and more than an asset, it's a taonga. And so we don't want to be, you know, too many times we've been left at the end of a project where we're consulting. We need to have Māori not just at the table, we need to build the table. And so that's the reason why we've partnered with Te Punaora o Mātātua to do this.
Well, what would be some of the key ideas or innovations or early learnings that have emerged from bringing together technology alongside Mātauranga Māori and community leadership, Dan?
Well, the first thing is this is a technology business. It's a company, but it sits under a community organisation. So Te Punaora o Mātātua is the parent, and whānau are the reason that this organisation exists. And any value from our business comes back home. One of the other innovations you talk about, Dale, was it's also centred on the tikanga of Te Punaora. So it's called Te Pou Toko Manawa. That's been built through many years of wānanga, and those same values that guide our kaimahi, working with our wānau, guide the technology that we're building and the processes. There's a guy, and that's understandable even when I speak to our wānau here, and our job isn't to dismiss that concern, but it's to be clear that about how the technology works, where the data goes, and how we make decisions that are whānau-centred.
Tēnā koe. I'm struggling to get my head around how we weave Mātauranga Māori into AI concepts. And to be honest, most of us listening today wouldn't know how AI is created anyway, what the computational structures are needed to get involved. Might you be kind enough to talk us about some particular innovations or how Mātauranga Māori and AI are going to marry up? Is it all with computer engineering? Who are involved, and how do you pull all the strands together to create an AI product that that factors in Mātauranga Māori? Could you just sort of give us an overview of what's involved here?
There's some research that was done by Shedlock and Hudson that also was done, you know, on, they called it AI artifacts. And, you know, the first one is having engagement with the communities that are going to be using your technology in the design. And that's one of the key issues, is this technology hasn't, there's been no engagement with the communities that are using it in the design of the technology. Or most of it is being designed overseas in Silicon Valley. That's a large majority of the AI that we use, but there's actually AI that you can, you know, it doesn't have to be the big data centers over in America And, you know, a mihi to the indigenous people over there who carry a lot of that weight of the use of their land and the water and so forth. You can actually make AI locally. You can even run AI on your laptop. And so if we're going to do that, how can we engage with those communities and do it in a way where we acknowledge wanangatanga, manaakitanga in that process and ensure that the outcomes of the AI, include them. And Te Pautoko Manawa is just a framework that we can weave through into that. Another one is rangatiratanga. That's, again, those words are thrown around quite a bit, but if we were to truly acknowledge that, then we would have them in the governance processes of, the Māori AI governance processes of the AI. And we also make sure that there's acknowledgement of te tiriti in there as well, to make sure that we're shaping those rules and the governance is clear around the outcomes that we're trying to achieve as well. So those are a few sort of examples of how we're weaving these into it. Iho.
Dan, am I right to assume that AI Access is published material available on the net? And of course, being a people with a spoken language and a tradition of passing down information from generation to generation, unwritten, how might, or what sorts of challenges does that produce if we try to embed Māori whakaaro or Māori models into an AI system?
Yeah, this is where I think there's some really good work for Māori, I'm speaking for others who like Tahu Kukutai, and I think of my hua Ernestine around a lot of the Māori governance and sovereignty discussions, truly ensuring that we are clear around the engagement principles with AI. And this is a journey because sovereignty means that we have Māori-owned data centres on Māori-owned land run by Māori with our own AI. That's a journey because, that's billions of dollars to have true mana motuhake over infrastructure and things like that. However, that should be in the future where we start thinking about that, and we can start small. First around, the acknowledgement and the uplifting of the understanding of the technology for our whānau, and then next, building our own tikanga around how we engage with it to ensure that, things like the taonga of our reo and a lot of our mātauranga doesn't go to places where it shouldn't, and we're careful about protecting that. I think of social media, Dale, and how that's been used, and a lot of the data, unfortunately, has already gone. We're at a space where we can still, even though AI is already here, we can still be much more focused around how we protect ourselves in this space. And I just want to mihi as well to Lee Timitimu and Chris and Fano, who are doing some good work around building a Māori AI approach from a grassroots perspective for our whānau, hapū.
Tēnā koe, is the cat out of the bag? I mean, AI is already accessing anything that's on the net at the moment. And when it seeks, like reo Māori or mātauranga Māori or historical perspectives, some of them are askew anyway. They're not necessarily tika, but they've been published. And so it's very conceivable that if you ask questions Māori of AI at the moment, it's going to lead you down a path that's not tika.
Yeah, I think that is a real issue, and Te Taka Keegan is a friend who speaks a lot about this. It's where it gets it to a point where there's it actually sounds really tika, but it isn't. It's a little bit off, and unfortunately, because the people who are using it, there's Māori and non-Māori, then those people who aren't connected start believing that that's tika. So we actually have to be engaged in building our own AI to ensure that we are, again, building the table. We're very good consumers, Dale. You know, we consume, and social media is a good example of it. Technology is actually a good example of it. We're very good at consuming. We need to move to being more creators and building that table. So, you know, my advice, because it is frightening for some of our young whānau as well, and what I do say is it doesn't have to be that Silicon Valley. You know, intelligence is going to become more commoditized. What will become more important now is values and responsibility of what kind of future we want. And our people have some of the best values frameworks in the world. So, you know, I think it's making sure that we're not fearful, but we're willing to engage in a way that we have our own tikanga around it.
The Silicon Valley models are commercially driven. And then, therefore, when we're trying to guide, you know, Māori involvement into AI space, should that too be commercially driven, or is there another model that would be more appropriate that marries in with our mātauranga better?
Well, that's where I think our model is it, Dale, where if we are going to build a commercial model, that we're doing that with Toitū AI, then at least it goes back under a not-for-profit and a community organisation, where a kaupapa Māori community organisation, where the funds will go back to our community. So my success is our whānau success. I think that's the only way we can truly do this, and it's the reason why I've left Microsoft to do this, because I think it's a real opportunity to lead. And I think if we do this in a way that is aligned with our values, then there's a lot of benefit that can come back to our communities.
Just finally, Dan, and I'd like to flesh this out with another more lengthy kōrero one day too, because people of my generation or our generation, older people, are you know, somewhat concerned about the negative potential of AI development, nervous Aye. About it, robots yeah. going rogue. And all of that, whether that's meaningful or not, I'm not quite sure. Is it an area that deserves youthful expertise, if I can put it that way? And are we investing mm-hmm. enough into our young people so that there are the numbers and the nous to yeah. look at Māori AI interactions? What would you say of the need to invest in personnel that help to guide the ship, if you will?
That is the biggest opportunity for us, Dale. We've got hardly anyone in this space. I am very passionate about trying to bring more of our people into the space, because when we're here, then we can bring even 10% of ourselves to something that badly needs it. I just came back from Silicon Valley, and you know, there's a lot of great people. You know, it's a beautiful community as well, but there's also a lot of toxicity. And it's actually 95% driven by men. There's a tech bro culture. And that's, you know, we need some balance. And even when we bring a small percentage of ourselves, they love it. They love when we bring our culture to the space. So I always say, yep, tech is good for Māori, but Māori is good for tech. And it's because our values can change the narrative. We can bring leadership in the space, which is a different voice, but we need to have our people there. So ensuring that mana motuhake happens in the space means we have to have awareness and knowledge. And our people have done this, you know, for the settlements. We pushed a lot of our young leaders into law and the legal space, and now we've reaped the benefits of that. Now's the time to start building the leadership. Our wānau needs to start thinking about the leadership of our people in this space.
Wonderful to talk with you. Thanks, Dan. We'll have a more lengthy kōrero about this very intriguing kaupapa sometime soon. Thanks very much for joining us to give us an overview of what's happening down at Te Puna Ora o Matatua. Mihi ana kia koe.
Ngā mihi tau.
Tēnā koe. Thank you.
Kia ora.